Mom's Life.
Welcome to another awesome week with Thando and Denise on our It's a Mom's Life show. Yes. Last week we spoke about the perks of being a mom. And it was really awesome to actually look at the beautiful things that your kids do for you, like the cute little drawings that they do, you know, from the hugs and the kisses that they give you, how they now express their love as they grow older. So that was last week. If you missed it, go catch it up. It was awesome.
Yes. So moms, this week is informative. We will give you our feedback on the best and overrated items used during the first months with your newborn. Let's go.
Radio has never been better, man.
Okay, I'm going to start. So my first one is silly, but I did not have it, and it would have been great if I did. It's a bottle cleaner. People, yes. So simple, yet so needed, especially if you're a mom that bottle feeds your child. I would so put that item onto my list if I ever got pregnant again. And it is not even expensive. As long as you go to your cheapest local store, you can actually find it for really, really cheap. The other thing that I actually saw, I think it was this morning, you can actually take like a sponge and like cut little squares into it and then put, what did she do? I think it was either a fork or chopsticks, and she actually like cleaned a bottle out like that. Guys, these things you cannot take for granted, especially moms that bottle feed your children. That's awesome.
Innovation as a mom comes in very, very easy sometimes, I guess.
Yes.
But yes, definitely when you're breastfeeding, I think that's the nice thing about it, that you don't have to wash anything.
Mm.
You just, obviously, you need to bath, moms. I'm sure you know that.
Yes.
But besides that, it's whip it out and let's go. But definitely a cleaning bottle, when my kids started on the bottle as well, it was a nightmare because I was not used to washing stuff. It was just easy to just feed them and finish.
The item I think that is overrated, and actually I'm going to come to your point a little bit later in terms of, you know, cleaning bottles and it's like such a schlep because you have to do a whole bunch of other stuff. But the item that I think is overrated is a nappy dispenser.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it looks cool and it is cool. But if you leave that thing for longer than a day, it smells so bad when you open it. And like, already the poop is smelling really bad when you open the child's nappy, so I just opt for chucking it in the bin, like the big bin outside, and skip the fuss of cleaning that thing, man, because it's horrid. But yes, that is my experience. You know, other moms that are like, you know, cleaning every hour, maybe that's your thing, you know? But I was like, I'm not cleaning every hour.
Yes, I agree. The fuss is not necessary. And I think, Denise, you gave me a gift. Once upon a time, you gave me a nappy dispenser. But I totally agree. When I received that, you know, I thought, this is cool. This is awesome. This is amazing because it does look cool. It does look like, you know, fancy until you start using it, like you said. And I used to also like clean it once a week. And once you open the thing, father, the fumes that come out of that thing, they are amazing. Mm. So I thought, no, the old-fashioned way of doing stuff is actually easy because I ended up putting that thing outside and throwing the nappies outside. And then after cleaning that also, it's just like...
That would have been a good idea.
So not it doesn't... If you can, if you want to, moms, you know, you can. But for me, I wouldn't get that again if, you know...
I just think it's overrated.
Yes, I agree.
We're going to listen to Limo Blaze, Blow My Mind.
Yo, this is Jay Solo, and you're locked in the Active FM. Make sure you keep it locked.
she fair on me.
She know you got you it on the blow my mind. Love the feeling all the time. Show me love, I don't deserve. Oh, now you got you it on the blow my mind. Love the feeling all the time. Show me love, I don't deserve.
You call me your favorite baby. You call mama for me, you name me. That's why you're blessing me.
Is a lifting now, cause you built a hedge and it's run about me, run about. Oh, bless and mojo, mojo, mojo. Me, I know delay, delay. I'm giving them moves to the reading, nah, nah. Oh, fair on bush, fair on me, Jesus. Oh, bless and mojo, 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 mojo. Me, I know delay, delay. I'm giving them moves to the reading, nah, nah. Oh, fair on bush, fair on me, Jesus.
Now you got you it on the blow my mind.
Tando, earlier we were speaking about cleaning bottles, and the other schlep is actually you don't just clean the bottle, you have to sterilize the bottle.
Yep.
So the one of the best things that I actually got, another awesome product, is a Milton sterilization bucket. Now, it might not be Milton's. I know that Milton's is known all around the world, but it could be another brand, but it's literally a bucket. So it's so simple. You fill it up with water. And adding the Milton sterilization liquid or whatever sterilization liquid it is, obviously the instructions on the box or on the bucket, and you stick your washed bottle in there. And Bob's your uncle, you like leave it for like, I don't know if it was 15 minutes or 10 minutes, I can't remember now. But you leave it in there and then you can use it for other things too, like clothes, but it did the job with the bowl, it did the job with the bottles and the dummies. So, like, there wasn't a thing of boiling the water and boiling it to a certain temperature and sticking in the microwave. And it was just like, you know, dip it in there, leave it for 15, 20 minutes, and then there's it, out it comes. And it was so convenient because you actually could put more than one bottle in there.
Yeah.
Whereas some of the products that I know of, you know, you put one bottle, you stick it into the microwave, or you put it on, plug it in somewhere. And, you know, it's just a little bit of a schlep where you can just leave it, let it soak, and then done.
Funny enough, I had the microwave one, but I really, really like loved that one. It was amazing for me. So it also had like, you'd put fire for four bottles at once. So you'd wash your bottle, obviously, once it's cleaned up, you put water and then you put it in the microwave for like 10, 15 minutes to sterilize the bottle.
Oh, wow.
So for me, I like that one. This one is also awesome, but I think they're both probably the same because drop and dip, or you dip and drop.
This is good because, I mean, like, for moms that don't have microwaves, you can use that. For moms that do have microwaves, they don't want to have a big bucket sitting on their counter. You can use it in your microwave, which is really, really simple. So you've got your options here, ladies, which is really, really awesome.
Dude, I was even thinking the old-fashioned way because, you know, when we were raised, I'll watch our parents do the thing and they'll boil water. It was such a lengthy process. And I used to think, I don't want to ever bottle feed my kids, because if this is what it takes to clean the bottles, it was a mission. So things have improved, and it's
being
much,
at
much
home.
Helpful.
It's like, you know, you have a little bit more time, but being a working mom, it starts to become a really big problem. So my other one, which I never had, was an Infinity nursing scarf.
Yes.
Oh my word! If you have seen one of those things, they look so beautiful and so awesome. It's a large round scarf that you can use as a scarf, but it also can be used as a feeding cover. And some of them are even like really strong enough to actually hold baby whilst you breastfeed, enough to support the baby as you feed. So if you can't find one of these in your local store, you can also find it online, but possibly you could also use a simple nursing cover. And I must say, the best one for me was, it was called a bamboo nursing blanket. Now you get different brands, but this bamboo nursing blanket was amazing. So it was thin and airy, and it was quite large as well, and wonderful. And then I lost it, and I was so angry with myself. But ladies, if anything, if you can spend a little bit of money, because it can be costly to do the Infinity nursing scarf, you can also try a bamboo nursing blanket. You know, you can tie it up or whatever. But those two are really, really good options.
Yes, when I saw the Infinity nursing scarf, I think it was now maybe years after I finished breastfeeding, I thought, oh my goodness, why didn't anyone tell me there was such? Because my poor kids would sweat under that blanket, like, I don't know, they're in a sauna or something. It was crazy. But I mean, now I know. So, you know, if it happens that I breastfeed again, by the grace of the Lord, I will definitely get one, because it is much, much lighter. And I think it's lighter for both mom and the baby.
Yeah. Because, it does get very sweaty under there, you know, if you're not using the right material. Here is Reactive with Heart Explodes. Enjoy.
There's no What's up, guys? It's Eo in the house. Active FM. Radio has never been better.
So, ladies, gents, you know, moms, whoever's listening, we're going to be ending off today with an awesome verse from Philippians 4, verse 19. And this is the King James Version. It says, "But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." You know, we've been talking about a whole bunch of supplies and what you can do and how you can use them. Yeah. But we picked this verse because at times we think we need things, but we don't. And many times we get things we don't really need. I know in my early baby days, I could have done without a lot. But I got through more than fine without certain things, like a bottle cleaner. I never had a bottle cleaner out of two of my pregnancies. Like, I don't need it now. I would like it, but I didn't need it. Just remember, God will supply all your needs as you need them. And the things you don't have, you may not need.
Yeah.
And when you look back, you realize God gave you what you needed at that time. So ladies, don't stress. Don't look at other moms and compare. Don't wish you had certain things. Be innovative. And just know God has got you. And whatever you need, God will supply. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. We are going outroing. Here's a song from Pastor 83 called Classic.
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM. Instagram at ActiveFM777 and Facebook at /ActiveFM.
Job. It's summertime, chill, let's come alive. 10 years in the making, baby, the summer's eyes. Yeah, so let the fire from the candles burn. We've been through it all, still standing firm. The definition of a love that is too classic. Watch the Martinelli's pouring the flute glasses, yeah. Cause we celebrating us, and I ain't going nowhere like the elevator stuck. Let's make a toast to forever and raise our cups, cause tonight we came to celebrate our love. Go.
Let's toast to forever, cause right here is where forever. sun comes